We have friends.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A local official and an analyst say that residents of Niger Village, where four U.S. soldiers were killed this month, may have delayed the soldiers while an ambush was set up and helped to lead the victims into a deadly trap. The village chief has been arrested since the attack, lending credibility to the suspicion of local involvement. He is in government custody, according to several officials. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff says the families of the four U.S. soldiers killed in Niger deserve a quick and accurate investigation. Marine General Joseph Dunford spoke to reporters Monday as the Trump administration strives to clear up the still murky details of just what happened during the October 3rd operation. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Pakistan Tuesday after making an unannounced stop Monday in Iraq and Afghanistan. He talked about the peaceful resolution of independence between the Kurds.
We have friends both in Baghdad and we have friends in Erbil, and we encourage both parties to enter into discussion and dialogue. I think if both parties commit themselves to a unified Iraq through the Iraqi constitution, I think all differences can be addressed.
He also says he will urge Islamabad to take action to curtail the support of terrorist groups like the Taliban.
So our relationship with Pakistan will also be conditions-based. It'll be based upon whether they take action that we feel is necessary to move the process forward of both creating the opportunity for reconciliation and peace in Afghanistan, but also ensuring a stable future Pakistan.
And he said the U.S. will stay in Afghanistan until a process of reconciliation can be secured. This is VOA News. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Monday that Thursday's presidential election must go on with or without opposition candidate Raila Odinga, who is boycotting and insisting that the Election Commission is incapable of conducting a free and fair vote. The U.S. Ambassador, Robert Godek, expressed alarm over what he called the deteriorating political environment.
Inflammatory rhetoric, attacks on institutions, and growing insecurity all make holding a credible and fair poll more difficult.
The Electoral Commission Chief Wafula Chebukati has warned he cannot guarantee the polls will be credible. The original August 8th vote was annulled by the Supreme Court over widespread irregularities and ordered a new election. At the closing, the Chinese Communist Party Congress in Beijing Tuesday, the Constitution has been amended to add Xi Jinping's name and ideology, putting him on an equal footing with China's other notable leaders. Willy Lam is an adjunct professor in Chinese studies at Chinese University in Hong Kong.
The most important impact is that this provides the justification for Xi Jinping to become kind of Mao Zedong of the 21st century. This effectively means that he will stay in power for much longer than the usual 10 years.
Mr. Xi has set target dates of 2021, the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Republic's centenary in 2049 for the establishment of a prosperous modern society. Iran and Syria now developing even closer defense ties, as is evident in the recently concluded visit to Damascus by the chief of staff of the Iranian Armed Forces, Major General Mohammad Bagheri. The two countries say that a memorandum of understanding announces the plan for closer military cooperation and coordination. Hong Kong's highest court has freed two young pro-democracy activists on bail, pending an appeal of their convictions and jail sentences for leading massive protests in 2014. The court, the final appeal, released Joshua Wong and Nathan Law Tuesday after they each posted a cash bail of $6,400. The judge retired both Wong and Law to surrender their passports and report to police once a week. A formal hearing on their appeal will be heard on November 7th. Wong, Long, and a third pro-democracy leader, Alex Cho, initially received non-custodial sentences by a lower court last year for storming a courtyard on the grounds of the government's headquarters in September of 2014 to demand fully free elections. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.